Have evening. I very much appreciate everyone coming out tonight. Please continue to take food while we're learning. We're somewhat uncomfortable giving a shiur tonight and not having the shiur somehow related to what happened in Pittsburgh last Shabbos. I had already started preparing, and I don't think every Torah learned from then until the next tragedy has to be related to what happened. So we'll learn, and our learning should be Le'ilui Nishmas, those who were murdered last Shabbos. You know, when I came to town, and now 2+ years ago, and I was here the first Motzei Shabbos, and they started saying the Yitain Lecha, I'm like, no one told me about that. Had they told me I had to say V'yitain Lecha, I don't know that I would have taken the job. After not having said V'yitain Lecha for, I don't know, 15 years, 16 years, maybe ever actually, it was a tough adjustment. And as a rabbi, you can't, you know, walk out after Shmon Esrei like half the shul does. And I even joked so far to say that if I ever become the rabbi, the first thing I'm going to do is abolish V'yitain Lecha. And that was all in jest, obviously, because I knew deep down there was something very important and powerful of the Yitain Lecha. And I looked into it a little bit, and I think it's interesting. It happens to be based on next week's Parsha, Toldos, the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov, is the Yitain Lecha Elokim Mital HaShemayim L'Shemani Haaretz, which is the opening phrase of the Yitain Lecha. So let's learn. I like to learn, understand what it is, why we say it, and then try to understand why many people don't. Yeah, we'll talk about V'yitain Lecha in general. A lot of shuls don't say it. I believe anyone here been to a yeshiva where they say it? I think all yeshivas don't say V'yitain Lecha, and you can't even argue like Hecha Kedusha, Bittul Torah, it's Moshe Shabbos. So we'll see. It seems to be an explicit Shulchan Aruch. So why a lot of yeshivas and shuls don't say V'yitain Lecha? I believe house minyanim, I've never been to a house minyanim where they say V'yitain Lecha. That would kind of defeat the whole purpose of the house minyanim, which is to end as quickly as possible, or because it's a long walk.
They actually instituted at one of the minyanim.
V'yitain Lecha? It's the best way to get rid of a house minyanim, start saying V'yitain Lecha.
They added it late because they do it in shul.
Right, so I like to. Do other shuls in town say it? OE, AA? Anyone know? AA does not. Agudah does not. Oh, if Agudah does not, then, you know. So let's see. It's surprisingly to me, it's a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch even puts it in back door. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 1, this is in Hilchos Shabbos by Havdalah, V'omrim v'hinoam v'seder kedusha ba'arichus. We should say v'hinoam and the kedusha that follows, v'ata kadosh, we should say it with the length of time. We spoke about this earlier. Tehila acher seder kedusha. We want to delay the kedusha as much as possible. Sha'az chozrim rishayim l'gehenim. The rishayim don't go to Gehenim. They don't return there. They rest on Shabbos. They don't go. The fires of Gehenim don't burn on Shabbos. They go back once we start saying the kedusha of Hinoam. So delay the Hinoam. We're not really going to focus on that. We're not going to focus on that tonight. Ubizman shein omrim v'hinoam. When we don't say the Hinoam, when is that? When do we not say the Hinoam? Yeah, Kigon Shechal Yom Tov B'Shavua. Anytime a Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week, we don't say the Hinoam. Ein Omrim Seder Kedusha. We also don't say Kedusha. We don't say the Hinoam because we say Hinoam Shmokin Masi Deino Kona Leino Masi Deino Kona. You're not going to be doing Malach the whole week. So we don't say the Hinoam. You also don't say Kedusha. Aval Omrim V'yitain Lecha. Even though you don't say the Hinoam, and you don't say the Vata Kadosh, you don't get off scot-free, you still say V'yitain Lecha. This is, I believe, the only mention in Shulchan Aruch of V'yitain Lecha. So it's not even like the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, you have to say V'yitain Lecha. It's a Dover Pashut that you're saying V'yitain Lecha, so much so that, by the way, when you don't say the Hinoam, you still have to say V'yitain Lecha. He doesn't explain why we say V'yitain Lecha, what is it, what's the point, and it comes from a Kolbo. A Kolbo is one of the Rishonim, and he also explains. He says, there are those who don't say the Yitain Lecha when V'hinoam is not recited, against what the Shulchan Aruch just said. It's a mistake. There's nothing to do with each other. So Why is V'yitim l'chased? Please help yourself to the food. Why is the Yitim l'chased? It's simen tov u'bracha. What's the simen tov u'bracha of V'yitim l'cha? He goes on to say that there's some places that even say Ein Kelokeinu and Pitim HaKetores. Because Pitim HaKetores is to remember the Ketores. The Ketores was Ma'ashir. It brought wealth to the one who brought the Ketores. So some people even said Ein Kelokeinu and Pitim HaKetores. I mean, that'll be even longer. So we don't do that. But we say the Yitim L'cha L'simen Tov U'bracha. So what does that mean? What's the Simen Tov U'bracha of the Yitim L'cha? Good. So at least the first couple of psukim of the Yitim L'cha are the brachos that Yitzchak promises or blesses Yaakov with. So we say it as a zecher, so to speak. The Mishnah Berurah writes it as well in source number 3. The Yitim L'cha, shem psukim shal bracha b'tchila simei ha-shavua. When we start the week, we just ended Shabbos, the week starts on Motzei Shabbos, so we say these psukim of bracha to start the week. Start the week on a good note. The Levush says it a little bit better. He says in the bottom line of source 4, "Aval psukim shal bracha deviyitim l'cha, omrim lo'olam b'motzei Shabbos." We always say it. Kidei sheyizbarchu b'maseinem. It's in order that we should get the bracha. It's not just as like a zecher. It brings us bracha. Saying v'yitim l'cha somehow evokes all of the brachos that are in v'yitim l'cha, all the psukim of brachos. We're asking Hashem, or we're somehow getting those brachas streamed down to this world. If you take a look later at the back page, or page 6, I copied from a siddur in English all the different the psukim that relate to it's the bottom of page 6. There's psuke bracha, there's psukim of the geula, Yeshua, das Hashem, Pidyon, Shalom, there are all these brachos. There's a million brachos. So we're saying it to ask Hashem for these brachos. It's very beautiful. I know people, and I was living in Queens, and we'll get this later, there was a group of 5 guys who said the Yitim L'cha religiously, out loud, together. V'chabura, the shul, the yeshiva, it was Orach Chaim in Queens. I don't think they said V'yitim L'cha. After Havdalah, they sat down, the 5 of them, and they said V'yitim L'cha out loud together. And I said to one of the guys, like, what? Like, what's going on? I don't know, your wife doesn't need help. Maybe that's why. You know, you have to get out of helping and doing it. He said, all my success in business, I believe to this day, is because I say V'yitim L'cha every week. You know, it'll start, maybe. But that's why. Why we say V'yitim L'cha? It's psuke bracha. It's to bring down the brachas of our, especially when it comes to parnasa. That's the first half or the first third of the Yitim L'cha. The Yitim L'cha l'kimitala shemayim v'mishmani aretz. Baruch atah ba'ir, baruch atah ba'sadeh. All brachas for physicality, for parnasa. So as we're going to start our week of work, we just took a break, we're going to get restarted, we're going to turn the phone back on, say the psukim of bracha, their psukim of simcha, and psukim of bracha. So much so,
The last
fill
is Tehillim, right?
Yeah, yeah. Share Malice. Why we say that, I'm not sure. So, the truth is, there are times we don't say it. On this year, actually, and last year, when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday or on a Shabbos, it's again this year the same thing. So, that Motzei Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no V'yitim L'cha. There's no V'yitim L'cha. And I remember what the Shul did this past year. I'm guessing they didn't. It's the Shulchan Aruch. And we're not going to this year. What? Motzei Yom Kippur, probably. Right, people are hungry. Interesting. I don't know if that's. I don't think so. Motzei Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Barry Siegel said it when he talked about Motzei Yom Kippur.
We didn't ask if Barry Siegel said it. We're not.
I don't.
Why wouldn't you say? I don't. Because it's been 6:20, you haven't eaten and all that. Yeah.
But why would you not?
Okay. Yeah. Well, Yom Kippur or Shabbos is there? Was Yom Kippur or Shabbos is there?
No.
So we didn't say it. We only said Yitim L'cha for the Motzei Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls into Motzei Shabbos, I don't remember. But I have to take a look. But so that's the Shulchan Aruch. We don't say on Tisha B'Av. You have a machlokas achronim, machlokas aposkim in the house of an avel. On Motzei Shabbos, whether you should say V'yitim L'cha. The Gesher HaChaim, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukashinsky, it's like the go-to sefer on Avelis. He writes in source 8 on the middle of page 2. He says on the bottom line of source 8, Ein Omrim Sham, he's talking about the base Avel, Ein Omrim Sham B'motzei Shabbos Kodesh V'yitim Lecha. There's no V'yitim Lecha. And the explanation given is because if you don't say on Tisha B'Av, because that's a time of Tsar, it's not a time of Simcha, it's not a time of Bracha, so a base Avel as well, or Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach.
It's also an Isser Malacha. If we're not sick,
he's saying because it's an Isser Malacha. So if the whole thing is a Bracha and a Malacha, you can't do
more. During the week, you'll be done.
Right.
Yeah, but at some point where you have a Yantif during the week, at some point there's days that you are allowed to leading up to the Yantif.
No, so you say Vitim Lacha, not Vino. No, you don't say you still say the Yitim Lecha.
Oh, sorry.
Right. So in the bottom of source 9, the Shmir Shabbos, he quotes two opinions. He quotes of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which I think is very interesting. He says in the third line, in number 9, Da Avel Ein Lola Omro Ki Amiras V'Yitim Lecha Tukna Biglal Psuki D'Simcha V'Gam L'Hat Slacha B'Asakav. So if the whole point of Yitim Lecha is Psukim of Simcha and Hatzlach on our business, and Avel can't, like you said, Avel can't do any of this, so we should, Avel should not, according to Shlomo Zalman, say, V'yitim Lecha, you're going to ask for a bracha for your work, you can't do work. Again, you see that the V'yitim Lecha, the purpose is to some kind of segula or tfila, start off the week with psuke bracha, to be successful. That's the classic reason. Right, so that's what Larry's saying, but I guess right now you can't.
Why is it different than Vihinoam, where if there are days that you can't work, you can't delay while you don't?
Yeah, maybe that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman throws in also Beglal Psuki the Simcha. Right, and Avol does not say Hine Kel Yeshua, is that correct? In the base Avol? Havdalah? And I remember? Psuki Simcha, it's not appropriate for an Avol. So I guess even though he could do work on it, maybe that's why Shlomo Zalman throws in both reasons. I saw another pshat, the only other explanation I saw, which is very interesting, which is as follows. We know that we say Shalom Aleichem Friday night because the angels, I think that was the first TNL, why we sing Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. So the Magen Avraham writes that the angels who come don't leave the whole Shabbos. That's actually why some don't say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Why are you kicking them out? Right? There's a minimum not to say Tzeischem L'Shalom. There's a minimum not to say Baruchun L'Shalom. But the angels, they stay. They stay the whole Shabbos. Yeah, good. So we spoke about it. They don't leave until after Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara says there's the good angel and the bad angel, right? The good angel, if they see the table set and the beds are made and the candles are lit, so the good angel says, Yirat Zon, and Shmuz Way next Shabbos, and the bad angel, whatever that means, says, Amen. And if he comes home Friday night, the angel's with you from shul, and he sees the table's not set, the beds are not made, the candles are not lit, so the bad angel says, yeah, it should be this way next week, and the good angel is forced to say, Amen. So explains the Mate Moshe that who's this bad malach? Who's the bad malach? It's we're now in source 11, page 3. The bad angel is Saro Shel Esav. Saro Shel Esav is basically the Yetzer Hara. When did we encounter the Saro Shel Esav? It was the first time in the Torah.
Yaakov went over the river,
and he fought, right? If you take a look at source 12, Vayevaser Yaakov Livado, Yaakov was alone, Vayeavik Ish Imo, and he fought with this Ish, he wrestled. Who's the Ish? So Rashi in source 13, the second explanation of Rashi, in the end of the line 1, Upirshu Rabbi Seinazal, Shusaro Shalesav. This minister, this representative, this.
The Gemara says one opinion was he looked like a bandit, one opinion was he looked like a chacham, and one opinion was that he looked like a servant.
Okay. So he was disguised, but it was Saro Shalesav, this representative of Esav, this Yetzirah. So the Matan Moshe says the bad Malach that comes to the house on Friday night is Saro Shel Esav. Now, what happened when Yaakov took leave of this person? What do you ask him to do?
Give him a bracha.
Give him a bracha. In source 12, right? Vayomer shalcheni ki ala hashachar. The angel says to Yaakov, please let me go. Vayomer lo ashalechacha ki im berchatani. I'm not letting you go until you give me a bracha. So explains the Likutei Maharitz of Yosef Friedman. It's some Rebbe, I'm not sure who, but he writes, he takes three lines from the bottom of source 11, he quotes all this, and he says, just like Yaakov didn't let him leave until he gave him a bracha, like Chach, Gam Anu, Kodim Shoshochen Oso Darko, we're about to send away the bad angel. Because when does he leave? After Shabbos. So we just daven Maru, we set up Tachan Latanu, we maybe set up Dala, that's Macholkas, whether you say Havdala before Vitin Lecha, after Vitin Lecha, but we set up Dala in our Shemun Esrei, so we're taking leave of the bad angel. Lekach, he says, sorry, Gam Anu, Kodim Shoshochen Oso Darko, Maskirun Birchosenu. We mentioned the brachas. Vahu Baal Karcho Yaskim Al Birchosenu. He has to agree. He has to give a stamp of approval on the brachas. That's his Kozet Lo Kasafti Rak Bederach Efsher. It's a maybe, but he says that's the pshat. Whereas as we're letting the angel go, we're saying, well, I'm not letting you go until you give approval to the bracha. So somehow by our saying the bracha in his presence, he's forced to say amen to those brachas, and somehow that's mechazik those brachas. If you understand that, amazing. I can't tell you, I totally understand that.
It's also it's very strange that they should use that as a source, because Gemara actually takes Yaakov to task for going back across the Yabok.
Right, for the Pachim Katan.
So, and that's clear, it's like materialism, right? That he shouldn't go back, that he was worried about the Pachim Katanim. So, to use that kind of a source for asking for material stuff as well.
No, on the other hand, it says that a tzaddik works hard for his thing and gets what he gets as materialism is hard work that's actually going to be praiseworthy.
But that's a big debate. How do you understand that? Fine. Now there is this minhag to say it together. When I actually texted, I hadn't spoken to him in, I moved out of Queens 7 years ago. I texted the guy. His name is Elisha Hissiger, if anyone knows him. I texted him, what was the deal? You guys used to say V'itim L'chav together. Is there any source? So he told me the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, Sefer Tamei Minhagim, bring down the source. So I researched it a little bit. In source 14, the Sefer Tamei Minhagim, he quotes in the bottom where the arrow is, U'b'shem Gadol Echad Kadosh. I heard in the name of one Gadol, a holy Gadol, Sha'amar Kitov Shayom Rushnei Anashim Yachad V'itim L'chav. Two people should say it together. Why would that be? What's the Eidus? It's a bracha. Why? It's not like Veshamru. Okay, Veshamru Friday night. There are people. It's the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish argues. The Chazon Ish says there's no Eidus Balayla. There's no Eidus at night. So people are very makpit to fight. It's Machlok. It's the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. But what's the Eidus here? This is a bracha. Oh, so I saw a fascinating insight. There's a Gemara in Shavuos. So you can take a look at it later. We'll do it outside. The Gemara discusses, we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yasva Hume Rabbanan Kameder of Kahana. There was a certain Rav who was in the presence, at the top of page 4, source 15, who was in the presence of Kahana. The Yasva the Gemara, and he sat and he quoted the Pasuk, Gam Kael Yitotzcha Lenetzach Yachtucha V'yisachacha Me'oel V'shershecha Me'eretz Chaim Selah. Likewise, God will shatter you for eternity. He will break you and tear you from the tent and uproot you from the land. So Amar Leir of Kahana, Rav Kahana says, whoa, Kane, you should say you. God should smite you and shatter you. I remember when I was learning Hilchos Avelos and Smicha, and the Chavrusa was like, okay, so if your mother and father die in the same day, I'm like, no. If one's mother and father, that's, let's learn Hilchos Avelos. I have a friend, when I was in the yeshiva, in OJ, where one of the guys said to Rabbi, oh, can you pass me an Avodah Zarah? So it was like Gemara Avodah Zarah. And the kid, which the Mishnah talks about the curses, and the Gemara says, Tartalamali, why don't you both? Why don't either one story of a guy who's reading a Mishnah and one story of a guy reading a Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Ma'adu Tema Hani Mili Masnisin. I would have thought you should only switch the words. He's just telling you to switch the words. Switch the words of the Mishnah. What's the big deal if you switch it to third person? Kanei, euphemism. Aval, Bikroi, Ema Lo Mechaninon. But regarding psukim, maybe we should argue that you should not change the words. You're reading a pasuk. The pasuk uses those words. You should keep it there. Kamash v'lano. Even when it comes to psukim, you should change the words of the pasuk to not read it that God should smite you. Based on this, the Igra Depirka, it's the Bnei Yisaskar Sefer on Chumash, he says, I don't understand. Why don't the poskim bring this down? When you lane, he says, you should change words. Now, we don't do that. The Rishonim already say this, I think it's the Ritva, says it's only true for like Psukei Tanakh, or if you're reading Psukim while you're learning, you could change words. When you're leaning from the Torah, you have to read. But the Igra Depirka thought not the way. He says, I don't understand why, but he says, Klal Yisrael knows what they're doing because the minhag of when you read the Tochacha, is who gets the Aliyah? The Baal Kori. Why is Baal Kori at the Aliyah? So he says that's why. Because otherwise the Baal Kori is reading to the guy at the Aliyah, God should smite you, and Yakecha Hashem B'shchin, and all the terrible curses. So he says maybe that, he says that's a shot. It's because of this Gemara, you shouldn't say the guy getting Aliyah, God should strike you down. So based on this, the footnote in the Sefer Igra D'Pirka, and I saw his quote, it's amazing, he says that's the reason why you get someone else to say the Yitein Lecha. Because if that works for curses, that you shouldn't say the curse to someone else. So we know there's a rule that mida tova is meruba, a good deed, a reward is greater than a punishment. So instead of saying baruch atah ba'ir and baruch atah ba'sadeh by myself, I'm saying it with someone else. I'm telling him, yitein lecha Hashem lekim yital shemayim. God should bless you, and God should give you brachas, and God should give you das Hashem, and God should give you pidyon and Yeshua and Geula and money and all Parnassa. So they said they got five people, he told me, together, because why get a bracha from one person? Let's get brachas from four people. So everyone's giving everyone brachas. So they had their chabura to give each other brachos, and it's based on that Gemara, that Igra D'Pirka. I thought it's fascinating.
Maybe you could also say that because when you have a tefillah for someone else, you can answer first, that Gemara. So if you're giving all these brachos,
yeah, the Gemara says if you need something and you daven for someone else, so you get answered.
Yeah.
Daven
for
Abimelech,
and
the Rashi brings it
up. Who nenat chios? Maybe you'll be answered first. Very good, but it's you. Got you. So you say it to someone else. Interesting. What's really, I found also really fascinating, the Sefer Piskei Teshuva was in a footnote. I found this. He says that he quotes a Sefer that there is a hiddur that the second guy should be a Kohen. You better be careful. You're going to be in, everyone's going to be fighting for you for Vitei Lecha. It's me, you're a Kohen?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What an awkward. You should be a Kohen. Why a Kohen? Why would there be a Hakpada that the second person should be a Kohen? So it could be that because the Kohen is a koach bracha. He's used to giving brachas kosevar, maybe. So I saw, very interesting, Yaakov took the Bechor from Esav, right? Originally, who was supposed to do the avodah of the Mesa Mikdash? The Bechor. That's why actually the halacha is that if there are no Levium, I had this once and I didn't know the halacha. I was at a minyan for someone who was sick. We made a minyan in their house. And there was a small minyan. It was on Yontif. It was, I think, Sukkot. There were like 13, 14 people there. And there was two Kohanim and no Levium. And they asked me, who's supposed to wash his hands? And I had no idea. It's an explicit Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it's even a Gemara. I don't know. That the Bechor should do it. They have a Sheikhus to the Avodah. We were supposed to do the Avodah originally. So the Sefer says that really, the Bechor was supposed to do Avodah. Yaakov said it can't be. This Rasha Esav is an Oved Avodah Zarah. I can't let him do the Bechor, do the Avodah Beis Mikdash. And that's why he was insistent on buying the Bechor, because he wanted to do the Avodah. Okay? And that's why when Yaakov says to Esav, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, he's who are Bechor? I'm the Bechor now. So he's like this. Yaakov became like the Kohen who was doing the Avodah because he became the Bechor. Okay? So he says, therefore, the Yitein Lecha, which are the brachos that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, right? He gave to him, even though he wasn't Bechor, Yaakov became like the Kohen doing the Avodah, so we should get a Kohen to do the Yitein Lecha. Sounds a little bit of a stretch, a little, don't want to say convoluted, but a little bit like that. It's not brought down in any mainstream svarim. It's not brought down in any mainstream svarim to even find the second person. That's a hider of a gadol kadosh echad and the time menagim. But this Cohen idea, I don't really totally understand. Now let's get to why we don't say it. When I my brother said, "What are you giving shiur on tonight? Maybe I'll come." I said, "Oh, well, I'm not coming. I don't want to hear. He said, "I gave it up a long time ago, and it's hard to. It's hard. Why don't people say it?
Tircha.
What do you mean, tircha?
Getting home.
Tircha tzibura. When there's like a machlokes, we take tircha very seriously. In fact, that's why. One second, Aliyah.
After Havdalah.
Oh, we'll see. After an Aliyah, machlokes in the Gemara whether you should keep the Torah open, keep the Torah closed. We don't even, a lot of people don't close it because there's even tircha the tzibura in the 3 seconds it takes to open the Torah and find the place. We take the tzibur's time very, very seriously. Very seriously. But if it's a shulchan aruch, what's it? And what is tircha the tzibura? Was everyone right?
Better to stay at home after Havdalah with the family.
So what we, again, it's a shulchan aruch, it's a ramah. We didn't see anyone who was a cholik. And it's all yeshivas. I texted a lot of people today. No one I know has been to yeshiva. So, why? Why don't we say it? I didn't see. I looked in many Sifrei Minhagim. I called different people. No one knew why we don't say it, other than it's part of the people can't handle so much Shabbos. You know, people think, why is our shul empty, Moshe Shabbos Marv? Why is our shul empty, Moshe Shabbos Marv? Because we don't daven Marv until like 45 minutes. Our Shabbos ends at 50 minutes. People want to daven earlier. Because if they daven at 35 minutes, and they'll take 14, 15 minutes from Marv, so they'll end Marv, the second Shabbos is over. But to wait for the time we daven Marv, forget about V'yitein Lecha, by the time we daven Marv, Shabbos should have been over 10 minutes. And I'm not saying this cynically, but Chas V'Shalom, you know, if Shabbos is 10 minutes longer, it's like the shul's empty most of Shabbos. So someone said to me, that's why. If people can't handle delaying the end of Shabbos. I don't know if that's true. I don't know when that changed. So I saw one svara. Okay? When do we say V'yitein Lecha? Before Avdol or after Avdol? So that's a machlokes. The Ber Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, source 19, has a machlokes. V'omrim V'yitein Lecha v'achar kach mavdilin. You should say V'yitein Lecha and then Avdol. U'b'minhagim mashma d'mavdilin kodem V'yitein Lecha. The Sifrei Minhagim say Avdol before V'yitein Lecha. The minhag kayom d'me'achron havdalah. The minhag today, which we do in our shul, we say the yitein lecha followed by havdalah. Okay. Says the Eshel Avram, the Buchacher, who's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, there were shuls that didn't say the yitein lecha. There were shuls that did not say the yitein lecha. Why? Because here we go. They didn't have electricity. No electricity. People don't know V'yitein Lecha by heart. Right? How are you supposed to read V'yitein Lecha? V'yitein Lecha is very long. It's like Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. V'yitein Lecha is very long. How are people? Wait, you're going to read it by candle? It's usher. You can't read it to Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. You can't read Lor HaNer. We're worried that Shema Yata Ner, you're going to play with the wick, the fire, the candle to see better. So get rid of, don't say V'yitein Lecha in Shul, because it's still Shabbos. It's assuming it's done before Havdalah. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, that there's no problem of reading by a candle if Shabbos is over, you just haven't said Havdalah yet. So this assumes not that way. You can't read. So how are you going to say V'yitein Lecha? Therefore, Shuls stopped saying V'yitein Lecha. In source 20, so you see inside, Mashinogim Lomnoam Ilomar V'yitein Lecha B'beis HaKnesses. Look at those words carefully. He doesn't say, don't say it. Don't say it in Shul. Because in source 21, he quotes that Rizal. That Rizal said V'yitein Lecha when he got home. Someone told me, oh, Colin Epstein in Shara Torah in Queens, the yeshiva doesn't say V'yitein Lecha. I called him tonight. He didn't pick up to find out why. But when he gets home, he says V'yitein Lecha. I don't know why he doesn't make the whole yeshiva say it. I don't know. So he. What? Right, so that.
So you should say that you already.
You still can't do malacha. Oh, you could do malacha, sorry. So, yeah, I guess he's assuming that the Isser is. It's a good point. It's a good point. So maybe he addresses this. Mashinogim lo nomi lo retin lo chabez haknesses. Nira, shu mitam shadayin lo barchu bor mireish. So it's different than you, Barry. It's different that you can't do malacha. You didn't make the bracha bor mireish. Ve'einachon lehanos me'aner.
So how did it ever start?
Had v'yitein lecha ever start? Right. If there was no electricity now, there was no electricity before I lost. So that's a very good kasha. So that's also a good question. Why did I say v'yinom? That's a good question. Hold on. It's better to say after Avdallah. Now, Vihinom doesn't bother me so much because I could argue that they'll know Vihinom by heart. Because you say Vihinom every single Shabbos morning. Those who are on time for Sukkot Zimra, at least. You say Vihinom, huh?
Every night.
Yeah,
Krishma Alamita. You're right, but certainly every Shabbos morning, people might know Vihinom and Kedusha, they know by heart. I'm saying you say Avol Tzion every day, most people probably get confused a little bit by the Aramaic, but people can know by heart. But Yosef, you're asking. You're asking about Akasha. How to start in the first place? He's saying originally what? Originally, he's saying maybe originally just before the printing press, just the Chazan said it. The Chazan memorized it. That's not so crazy. You know, they I had always heard, this is a little bit tangential, but I just heard proof of this. They say that when they got to Shanghai, the one copy of the Ketzos HaChoshen they had in Shanghai, the last page and a half was missing. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, they say, this is the story, he wrote it by heart. The last page and a half of the Ketzos HaChoshen. I had always looked somewhat cynically at that story, but his nephew of Shmulevitz and Landers, he has it. He's been offered supposedly like $50,000, and he wouldn't sell it. But what's interesting, when I told the story to Rabbi Abba Bruni, Shlita from town, he said it can't be true. He said you didn't need Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. He says 30-40 in the Bachar would have been able to do that also. That's what he told me. So it's not crazy that one guy with a photographic memory maybe memorized it, and he said it for the whole shul. But now, at the time of the Buchacha, I don't know when he lived, 1700s, 1800s, I'm not sure. Maybe by then, everyone had a sitter, and everyone's reading it, and now you have a problem of Shemayat. Maybe, but the Kasha is a very good Kasha. But the Arizal still said it. What I found very interesting, if you flip the page over, in source 23, we'll come back to 22, I'll tell you outside, 22 that says that the Arizal said it at home, but when he was in the shul where they said it, he still said it. Which is interesting. So source 23 is the Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch. He says, very interestingly, it's bolded, four lines from the bottom. He quotes this whole thing, you can't have Hana. People they don't know by heart. V'hachi nog alma, shemes pala b'motzei Shabbos mitoch ha-sefer lor haner. The minog is that people read on Motzei Shabbos from a sefer by a candle. V'omdam yesh she'ei nogin kin. There are those who don't do this. Ulakach ein omrim v'yitein lecha. Lefi she'ein ha-shagura ba'alpeh. They don't say v'yitein lecha. If you look carefully, the way the Eish L'Avram Mibuchat said it is you don't say v'yitein lecha be'beis ha-kneses. Now, he might have left out the word be'beis ha-kneses because he's talking about a be'beis ha-kneses, but I found it very interesting that the way he presents it is Yeshe Noagin Ein Omrim V'yitein Lecha. Sounds like there are those who didn't say it. I don't know why there wouldn't still be the custom to say it at home. There's nothing about needing a shul. It's not like Kedusha where you need a minion. It's just it's a segula or it's a bracha. It's a tefila for a parnasa. So I don't know why you would abolish it. I'm really leaving this as this is the only pshat I saw why not to say it, which suffice it to say is a very weak kula today because we have sidurim and we have electricity. As though who has a chashash of Shema Yata and there today? I mean, you have a Shabbos lamp to read Friday night and in shuls you have electricity. So I don't see, again, I'm not here to be mechayev everyone to say v'yitein lecha. That's not my goal. All yeshivas don't say it. Most shuls, I've been maybe in two shuls in my life that do say it, and I don't know why. I leave it as a tzarichin. Maybe someone will listen to this when we post online, and they can come up with a swara. What?
Yeah,
The shiva's not working. The shiva's not working. So yeah, no. But they need to stay for those people who are supporting them. They have to stay for the father and the shver. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna leave it as a tzarchian. Those who do say it, so we should be blessed with all the brachos that are in the v'yitein lecha. Maybe say it with other people. If anyone wants to come up onto the stage tomorrow night, I'd be happy to say it with you, and I'll give you the bracha, and you give it right back to me. And Mirtz Hashem, we should all be blessed with parnasa and gula and shalom and all the other things in there.